This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ما بعد. What we started in the first rak'ah was from the chapter of Zukhruf, and Zukhruf means ornaments, that which is ornamented, which is full of beautification. And Allah uses this word when speaking about those that were of the disbelievers, when He says, "After أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم." ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمنهم لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمنهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون. He said that if all of mankind were to be upon one ummah, basically on the ummah of disbelief, لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا, we would have made for all of those that disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala سقفا من فضة, ceilings from silver. ومعارج عليها يظهرون, and ma'arij is like what they ascend on, stairs. يظهرون, to be apparent. ولبيوتهم أبوابا وسررا عليها يتكئون وزخرفا. ولبيوتهم أبوابا, and for their houses we would have made doors. وسررا عليها يتكئون, and beds that they rest on. وزخرفا, and زخرفا is ornaments and beautification. وَإِن كُلُّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمَّا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Then Allah says, and all of this is the مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. It's all enjoyment of this dunya, of this earth. وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And then Allah switches here and says, and the afterlife is for the muttaqeen. So what's beautiful here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, look, the people that disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are not aware of His blessings, or are aware and voluntarily leave it off, meaning the obedience of Allah, the humility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they want the beautification of this life, with the caveat that they sacrifice their faith, they sacrifice their obedience, they sacrifice their ubudiyah, their servitude to God, for something of this life. And just at this point, it's very important to realize that the highest maqam, the highest level that the human being should attain to reach is to be at the lowest level in front of Allah. The highest level that the human being should aspire to be is an abd. We should aspire to be abdullah. And the abd means servant, rather it means slave. Because a servant can be conditional. A servant can do and maybe not do. A slave has no choice. We should not be ashamed to say slave of Allah. That's the highest maqam for the individual. When one wants to transfer from slave and to be a little more than a slave in their perception, in this tangible life, that's when they want the things of the dunya. But what's so beautiful is that when someone attains the dunya, they think they're raising themselves up in status in front of deficient or bad creation. But in actuality, you're lowering yourself in front of Allah. The more of this suqufan that Allah describes, ceilings from silver and doors and all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those individuals, they're not going to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When He says after that, وَالْآخِرَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the next life in front of your Lord, in the eyes of your Lord, is for the muttaqeen. To show you that what is mentioned before from all of this beautifications and things of this dunya, of this life, it is not for the muttaqeen. That's why it says, وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. the next life, the afterlife, as far as your Lord is concerned, is for the muttaqin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Then Allah transfers and says, and whoever leaves off the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ, Allah says, we will appoint for him a shaytan, not only that, فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. That shaytan will be for him a companion, a close companion. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَصُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And this ties into the beginning. He says, for verily this shaytan that's appointed to him as a qareen, as a close friend, يَصُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ, they will close the pathways to them, to guidance, to where those individuals will think that they are upon guidance. And that's their worst form of dalal. To where when you think that you are upon guidance, and in actuality, you are not. And this is very dangerous, to where when we obtain things of this life, and we may give an excuse and thinking that that is obedience. Or we are so involved in disobedience, shaitan, our qareen, our companion, makes us justify disobedience to where it may be obedience. Then Allah concludes and says, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَنَا قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ بُعْدَ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينَ. Allah concludes here and talks about this qareen of shaitan. For the ones that voluntarily leave off the remembrance of Allah. He says, until. And what's so beautiful about the Quran, Allah will tell you at the end of the day what that person with those descriptions will say. Hatta idha ja'ana. Until when they come to us, because we're all going to come in front of Allah. Don't worry. What will they say? Qala ya layta bayni wa baynaka burdal mashriqain. He said, oh, I wish there was between me and you, O shaitan, the distance between the east and the west. فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينَ. Allah says, and how wretched is this qareen. So this companion of shaitan, one of the characteristics is of the ones of those that indulge upon this dunya too much. That's why he mentions it in the beginning. So it's important for us as Muslims to understand the concept of this world, and subhanAllah, the word dunya in and of itself, which is so beautiful in the Arabic language. You know, you'll read a passage and it gives you an implication or it gives you a context. But the words themselves have implications behind them. The word dunya means something that is low and debased. So something that is low and debased is that of this life. This life in and of itself. Why? Why is this life low and debased? وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Because the next life is much better, long-lasting. It's full of all of the zakharif. It's full of all of the beautifications. That is why Allah is trying to allure you when talking about Jannah. But you have to make the sacrifice in this life to leave off those things that are of indulgence. And that indulgence compromises your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It compromises your servitude. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the muttaqeen. In this beautiful month of Ramadan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this month of Ramadan to shine through in our hearts, in our minds, and in our tongues by the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sirran wa alaniya, in secret and in open. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this month of Ramadan to be the month of the Quran, to shine in our hearts, and to be of that of remembrance and consistently throughout the day. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.